You're listening to a download from Camden Community Radio.
www.ccradio.org.
Hello and welcome. I'm Joseph Hughes. It's great to have your company. This is Adventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. It's so great to have your company. Adventures of Joseph is all but places I've been and seen in a week. And with me is my colleagues Freddie.
Hello.
And Violet.
Hello.
It's great to have your company.
It's nice to be back on the Adventures of Joseph.
It's good to have you back.
I am excited.
An adventure this week was on Tuesday this week, when I went out. I went out first to my local area of Halston to go and see a mate of mine named Tom O'Reilly at his house. And we had a mug of tea together. And we listened to his radio together at his house.
What were you listening to on the radio?
We listened to a certain station that begins with a letter C.
Was it Camden Community Radio?
No. It was another.
Oh, well, we can always try.
So
we live in
Hurst. Can't even go. It has to remain nameless. So that was on Tuesday. And then after, I decided to take the 206 bus from Halston to Bronsbury Park to visit my mum's friend named Sandra, who lives in Bronsbury Park. And from Bronsbury Park, I got the London Overground from Bronsbury Park to Imperial Wharf, Chelsea Harbour. And in Imperial Wharf, Chelsea Harbour, I went inside Tesco Express.
Oh, hold on. And what did you buy?
I bought my £3 meal deal.
Boom.
A cheese triple sandwich, which is three cheese sandwiches in one.
Oh, what?
And sea salt and balsamic vinegar crisps.
Yeah.
And also part of the £3 meal deal.
Is it still £3?
Yes, in Tesco it is.
For a little while.
Great value.
And for drink, I had the Starbucks and matcha, the
you
cult matcha.
You can't get that on the £3 meal deal,
coffee
can
out
you?
Out of a tin.
In this Tesco, yes, it was.
Blimey.
In Imperial Wharf.
You just have to get deal. To Imperial Wharf, but yep. Once you get there, you can drink coffee out of a tin for
£3
too.
I don't want to make this show sound like an advert for the Tesco £3
yes.
meal deal. And I'm not sure that meal deal is very healthy, and I don't think you should eat it all the time. But
okay.
Wow,
part
that
of a healthy,
is
balanced
a great
diet.
Meal. Yeah.
And also to go with my £3 meal deal, I bought the hot and spicy chicken wings, which only costed 50 pence for a bag of them.
Nice.
Can't argue
and it was
that.
Hot. It was hot food.
So that was,
of course.
That was a real, I imagine you were on a high after that.
So you yeah, were yeah. all ready and sustained for a full adventure.
And it's coming. So after Tesco Express in Imperial Wharf, I got the C3 bus from Imperial Wharf, Chelsea Harbour, to Chelsea and Westminster Hospital Radio.
Oh, who did you meet there?
For my hospital radio request show with Freddie.
That's right.
And with Alexandria.
That's right.
On Tuesday evening.
We get around us two, don't we? We're on Radio Chelsea and Westminster on Tuesday evening. So we did our show.
Yeah, we did our show.
Same as ever. Always everyone should tune in.
Yes.
And so then what happened?
And after, this is where the adventure comes in. After I got the 211 bus from Chelsea and Westminster Hospital all the way. But it's that this is where the adventure comes in. I pressed the bell at Waterloo Station, wanting to get off the 211 bus at Waterloo Station. And Waterloo Station is the last stop. And I pressed the bell, wanted to get off. And I did press the bell, wanted to get off at Waterloo Station in order to take the Bakerloo line to Halston. But the driver did not open his doors at Whatley Station, and he turned off all his lights. And I was taken away to Battersea bus garage.
You were kidnapped by a bus driver.
I was actually, all the lights went off.
In the dark.
And I was sitting upstairs on the bus. I was the only person on the bus. And I was sitting upstairs. And it was all complete darkness. And I was whisked off at 10:45 at night to Battersea bus garage. And at Battersea bus garage, only the back door of the bus opened. And I quickly went down the stairs.
Did you talk to the bus driver at all?
No, no.
Did he notice you were there?
I don't think so. I think he must have forgot that I was there.
So when you got to Battersea bus station, how did you get out of the bus? Did you creep out?
No.
The back door opened?
No, only because there are three doors on the Tulliffin bus. There's a front door, middle door and back door. Because it's a new Routemaster bus, so only the back door opened, and I just quickly went out, and there were also
out into the night.
That's right.
You know, but you were in the middle of the bus garage. How did you know where to go?
Yes, there was actually a way out. Yes, there was a way out nearby, and even though it was in the middle of a bus garage, yes, there was a way out onto where the 452 bus is.
What an adventure. How did you feel while you were being whisked away in the dark?
I felt very scared about it, and it was frightening. And in Battersea bus coach, there were actually cleaners who were around, and as soon as I went off the bus, the cleaners came onto the bus, and I got the 452 bus from Battersea to Kensal Rise, the 187 bus from Kensal Rise to Halston Station, and then the Bakerloo line from Halston to Stonebridge Park, because after all that, I went to New Life in Stonebridge to see someone called Adam, who was still working there until 3 a.m. in the morning.
That's crazy.
What a night. What an adventure, Joseph. Wow.
Yes. And now, that was my adventure for this week. Now it's over to Violet. Violet, what was your adventure this week?
My adventure this week was going to the Monarch yesterday, which had a lot of free music playing, and there were some really good bands. And I was going to get some of them in to record because they were really good, but then I realised they were all actually from the north. And that's not what we're about here
north.
At Camden.
No.
So stay tuned. There might be some more music on the radio soon. But
good.
Not yet.
Not northerners, right.
Not well. Northerners. There are those.
Is it my adventure?
Yes, yes.
This week, my big adventure has been, oh my word, I can't think of a big adventure. I went on a bike ride the last weekend, and I went up, it was when we didn't have Camden Community Radio on, and so I went up over Mill Hill and then down past Kenton and all the way to Wembley on a huge loop, and I have now broken my bike after all that cycling.
Yes, that's right. So that was some Freddie's adventure and Violet's adventure for this week as well. And it's been great to be back again on Adventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. And let's be together again next Saturday for another Adventures of Joseph and Co.
Lovely.
Yes, next Saturday. Let's try and convene again and see where next week's adventure will be. Oh. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and Freddie and Violet.
Bye-bye.
Till the next time, to all of you, wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
Hey, Joseph, I think you've come
nailed
out firing.
It.
You've come out really nailing it.
Yes, that's right. So that was some Freddie's adventure and Violet's adventure for this week as well. And it's been great to be back again on Adventures of Joseph here on Camden Community Radio. And let's be together again next Saturday for another Adventures of Joseph and Co.
Lovely.
Yes, next Saturday. Let's try and convene again and see where next week's adventure will be. Oh. So for me, Joseph Hughes, and Freddie and Violet.
Bye-bye.
Till the next time, to all of you, wherever you are, goodbye. God bless you.
Hey, Joseph.
You are listening to a podcast from Camden Community Radio. www.ccradio.org.